Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, doing the show solo today. David is driving back from Orlando, where he was covering the Magic's game versus the Raptors. So I'm going on this by myself, this little journey of the Miami Heat's recap, the Heat losing 95-105 to the Boston Celtics. Miami dropping to 9-19. They're now 2-2 on this 6-game homestand. So not taking advantage of it the way that they had hoped. And this was a game that seemed to be decided early. But Miami did make a run at a comeback late in the game. The Celtics outscored the Heat 37-19 in the first quarter. The Heat were down by as many as 21 points in the second quarter. So this game seemed to be just one that got away. A lazy Sunday, maybe. And Miami was able to make a run at it late in the game. They outscored the Celtics 30-19 in the third quarter. And with about just to kind of make it a game again, and in the fourth quarter, with 3 minutes left, they went on a little run, 9-0 run, to bring the game to within 4 points. The game was at 97-93 with a minute and a half left in the game. The Celtics ended that run with 5 straight points of their own. Al Horford, a nice 3-point play where Tyler Johnson got switched onto Horford on a screen between Horford and Marcus Smart. Whiteside switched onto Marcus Smart. Horford got Tyler Johnson in a mismatch. Tyler did his best, tried to put a body on him, but, you know, they got Horford the ball. He drove, made a layup. Tyler Johnson fouled them. 3-point play, kind of put the game out of reach. And that was it. Celtics ended that run there. And Miami was never able to get back within that 4-point deficit. So Celtics win 105-95. The Heat did have a great shooting night. They shot over 50% for the game, but the deciding factor in the game was 23 turnovers by Miami. Boston scored 24 points off those 23 turnovers. So just like that game against the Clippers where the Heat were able to fight back and make it a game late, a bad quarter sunk them. And that first quarter, getting outscored 37-19 in that first quarter, did Miami in. And that's just too big of a hole to try to dig yourself out of. Especially this Heat team that is inconsistent on offense. They don't have a true identity on offense. I think, you know, they're playing a better Celtics team. So you go down in that you take that kind of deficit early and against a better team, and it's hard to battle back from that, as we saw. They did a good job. They got, like I said, they got it back within 4 points. If we could say one thing about this Heat team is that they fight and they play until the end of the game. They do not give up, and we've seen it time and time again. And this is the sort of thing that young teams go through, and not very good teams go through. I mean, just one bad quarter, that'll do it. That was a very bad quarter. 37-19 in the first quarter compared to a 30-19 run for themselves in the third quarter. So a bad quarter for the Celtics, one that got the Heat back in the game, but it wasn't to the degree. I mean, it was they 37-19. 7 more points than their 30-19 quarter. So that's how that happens. Those turnovers, though, you know, as the Heat, there were careless turnovers and there were other turnovers in that game that were a symptom of aggressive basketball. So you look at those 23 turnovers, no doubt they're bad. You can't turn the ball over 23 times. It's very hard to win a game turning the ball over 23 times, as we saw. The only reason Miami was even in that game was because they were shooting better than 50% from the field. So they wait. I think that only happened three times all season, and or four times all season with this game. They had won all the other games. This is the first time they lost a game in which they shot over 50%, and that's because they turned the ball over so much. But they were aggressive, and so turnovers are sometimes a byproduct of being aggressive. And Goran Dragic was very aggressive. He had 31 points on 12 of 21 shots, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds, but he had 5 of those turnovers. And when your point guard has 5 turnovers and your other players have 5 turnovers, we can go down the line here and just look at who had them. Hassan Whiteside had 3 turnovers. James Johnson, who we know is so aggressive with the ball in his hands and tries to create for others, he had 5 turnovers. Justice Winslow had 5 turnovers, a rough night for Justice Winslow. Tyler Johnson had 4 turnovers, another tough night for him. So, and Josh McRoberts had 1 turnover. So a lot of guys contributing to all those turnovers. And that's tough, but it's also, it's good that these guys are getting comfortable with the ball in their hands. It's good to see Justice Winslow trying to create, even if he does dribble the ball off his foot or goes out of bounds or you know, has a pass go haywire or something like that. But that's what you want to see, and that's the only way that this team is going to win. The Heat don't have knockdown shooters that could just make plays for themselves and just knock down shots contested. They have to help create for each other to get wide open shots and open looks at the basket. And sometimes it works. Other times you get 23 turnovers in a game, and that's just kind of what that was the theme of the night. And every time it seemed the Heat were able to make it a game, they'd have a turnover, or Boston would go on a little mini run, or something like that. So Goran Dragic did have a good game. He's been super aggressive the last couple weeks. 21 shots, 31 points. Good to see him. I mean, yes, the 5 turnovers hurt, especially from your point guard, but 7 assists and 5 rebounds. He's really starting to own this team. And when they go small, like we saw in this game even, this James Johnson at center lineup is not going away, it seems. This is something that they like. They like it in Goran Dragic in space. He's really starting to put his identity on this team. It took a while. It wasn't there in the beginning of the season. It's starting to get there now. That's a good sign. Whiteside had another good game. 23 points, 17 rebounds, 3 blocks. Those 23 points on 13 shots. He was 9 of 13 from the field. He had 13 rebounds in that third quarter, in that big third quarter by the Heat. 13 rebounds in a quarter. I think his career high is 14 last season. He had 14 rebounds in a quarter. So really close to his career high for a quarter. I mean, and Whiteside had a good game overall. I thought defensively he could have been better. The Celtics outscored the Heat in the paint 48-44, but Boston, we see this all the time. They do a good job taking Whiteside out of the paint where he's a lot less comfortable. Whiteside loves to hang back and just protect the rim. Boston does a nice job of drawing them out because they have guys like Jonas Direkpo and obviously Al Horford, guys that can score. Even Zeller has a little. I mean, these guys, these are all, and Kelly Olynyk, of course, all guys who can play away from the basket, whether it's shooting like Olynyk or Al Horford or passing like Zeller, guys who are comfortable with the ball in their hands away from the basket. And Whiteside has to get out and defend those guys away from the rim, 18, 19, 20 feet away from the rim. And we've seen, and just like that Al Horford three-point play that really, you know, sealed the win for the Celtics late in that game, when Whiteside has to go out and defend guys like that, it really can put him in a bad spot because he's not fluid switching. He doesn't have great footwork away from the basket. And we see guys take advantage of him in that way. And so the Celtics have always done a good job against Whiteside in that regard, taking him away from the rim and getting guys open looks near the rim when Whiteside isn't as close to the basket as he'd like to be. But overall, I thought it was a good game from Whiteside, and he's getting better at handling that as these teams have matchups. It seems like every matchup, Whiteside gets a little bit better at handling the five-out scheme that the Celtics run. Unfortunately, he switched on to Marcus Smart. I don't know if it was his idea or Tyler Johnson's idea to switch on that last play. But it was it that was the one play where we I saw Whiteside really struggle with the Boston offense. So, all right, other notes. The Heat dropping the 2-2 on the 6-game homestand. Isaiah Thomas was ejected late in the fourth quarter for elbowing Justice Winslow in the face. Winslow had some blood, had to put a bandage on at the end of the game there and was not happy about that. So Thomas had a flagrant 2 called on him. He was ejected from the game. Otherwise, the Heat were able to get out of that game pretty healthy. The Heat are finally starting to get all of their guys. Deion Waiters, of course, is out still. Wayne Ellington didn't play in that game. But Richardson, Winslow, all these guys, they're playing. So almost there. We're almost there to a full healthy roster. Miami's next game is Tuesday versus Orlando. 7:30 p.m. is the tip-off time. I know what you're thinking. Today was Monday. Where's my mailbag? Well, because of the recap and because of David's other responsibilities, we are pushing that back. We're holding it for Tuesday. We're going to do a transmission Tuesday, so you still have a little bit of time to send your questions in. You could do that at lockedonheat@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at lockedonheat or send us an email. So that's all we have today. Whether you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, thanks for listening. And if you're not subscribed already, please do so to get the podcast automatically every day. And then go to iTunes and leave us a review. Helps other people discover the show. That's all we got. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.